Redemption Hospital is Liberia's second largest referral hospital, located in the borough of New Crewtown, just outside Liberia's capital, Monrovia. This hospital is a survivor of the Ebola crisis. During the height of the crisis, two factors led to heightened fear. At least 10 of its hospital staff, including doctors, nurses, a midwife, security guards, and cleaners, died from the virus. Added to that, the hospital was also used as a holding center for those who had been turned away from other Ebola treatment units and was later shut down. Lucretia Kwekwe is an assistant supervisor in the hospital's maternity ward. She has worked with pregnant mothers and babies there for 2.5 years. She says the Redemption Hospital of today is not the Redemption Hospital of yesterday.
Redemption is far better than what it was before Ebola situation. We used to wash gloves in Redemption and manage. Well, we know the word management. We used to manage things in Redemption.
There's greater emphasis on infection prevention control practices to protect hospital staff and patients from Ebola and other infectious diseases. Nurses now wear boots, scrubs, hairnets, and long sleeves as a protective measure.
Like people said before this whole crisis, nurses were careless because we used to like bring patients closer to us. But now you see with nurses and patients a distance because nobody almost like touching on patient, because before a woman in labor, you will see us rubbing her bag, oh, don't cry, and joking, well, but this time you find out a patient and a nurse is at a distance and we talk. Even when you're talking to somebody, you must be at least, the person should be at least 3 feet. From you.
Today, the government-run 200-bed facility has reopened with the assistance of the African Union, Médecins Sans Frontières, and the International Rescue Committee. These three organizations, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, decontaminated and renovated the facility.
Now, Redemption has taken a different trend. We have the labor ward and we have the delivery room. We have like 8 beds on the labor ward. Now it's 6. And we have like 5 beds in the delivery room, and we'll reduce it to 3.
And when they're full, she says, they're full.
When they are all occupied, the only thing we need to do is to assess the patient, make a referral, call the ambulance system. Because they are put in or ambulance system wherein you make a call and it will take the patient to the nearest facility, and it's out of Redemption.
Donations from international organizations, in addition to the contributions from the National Drug Service and the Ministry of Health, ensure that there are enough supplies and medicines for patients.
The mother came to have nothing, and she was in active labor. When we asked her, well, where are your things? Even laptop, because most times they tell them from the ANC, from the antenatal, bring 4 laptops. And she went to go speak to somebody, she got in labor, and when they put her on the bed to check, she was already folded, the baby hair was coming. Because we can put in for quotas, we had to provide quotas. We gave her honor clothes. We gave her, we had to put things, wrap the baby in it, and gave her one to tie.
Ebola has changed the way the maternity ward and the hospital manages patient care. There are some things that haven't changed. The mayor of Monrovia says 80% of the babies born to new moms are 18 and younger. There is still Ebola in New Crewtown, with 2 confirmed cases and monitoring over 100 contacts generated from those 2 cases. Despite all of this, however, Ms. Kwekwe says healthcare workers will continue to do their best.
Before, we keep our patient for 24 hours. After they gave birth. So now we are not keeping them that long in the hospital because we are trying to reduce the risks. And looking at our setting now, and with the Ebola crisis, we are trying to prevent the patient, trying to prevent ourselves. Because we have to keep safe and keep serving.
Reporting for UNMEER, I'm Lisa White.